Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, all my hip-hop heads, if you got what it takes, three big-name artists looking for you right now. Cardi B, T.I., and Chance the Rapper now signed on to judge a new Netflix hip-hop competition show called Rhythm and Flow, and the show is set to debut on the streaming service next year. Three are going to embark on a search for the next breakout hip-hop star. This, according to TMZ, there will be a 10-hour-long episode. 10 hours. Well, 10 episodes, each episode an hour long. Do the math. It's going to begin airing in the fall. Auditions will be held in Atlanta, Chicago, and New York, of course, because of the judges. Yeah, and you can apply at pitchfork.com. Good luck. Rob Kardashian wants lower support payments because he says, I haven't had a check from being on TV, but my baby mama is on TV talking about how much money she makes, so she owes me some money. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna are going back and forth. I mean, they're doing well with the co-parenting part, but the child support part is where there's a big ruffle in the feather. So he's saying he cannot afford to pay $20,000 a month because he has not been working. So a source confirmed that Rob filed court documents asking for lower child support payments. Back in September, the couple reached an agreement over custody, details not disclosed, but since Rob hasn't participated in any tapings of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he's not receiving any checks, and it was guaranteed that he would receive $1 million, but he was only compensated $50,000 per episode. Why? Because he chooses not to be embarrassed by his sisters. Boy, you better step in front of that damn camera and stop playing. Cut the check. What? Anyway, Chief Keef is going right now. He strikes a plea deal on his DUI bust. He got a huge break. The judge lowered his pleading no contest to reckless driving charges. The rapper got off with 6 months probation, was ordered to perform 50 hours of community service. Chief Keef was arrested last year in Miami. He was pulled over, tons of drugs in his system. So many I can't pronounce, a few of them that I can. Morphine, codeine, THC, and 8 other different drugs. And as part of his probation, Chief Keef is barred from using any intoxicants in excess. Start the clock. Finally, there's a new Forbes 2019 30 Under 30 list. Forbes magazine has revealed their class, rounded up the most influential voices in music under the age of 30, unveiling its annual 30 Under 30 list, which include rappers Lil Pump, Post Malone, Juice WRLD, 21 Savage. Those are who I know. This year's class featured the industry's 30 best young artists, producers, songwriters, singers, managers, agents, and entrepreneurs. All members must be under 30, of course, as of December 31st, cannot have appeared in previous lists, and the full list you can find at Forbes.com. Congratulations!